I offer my most loving pranams and prayerful salutations at the divine lotus feet of our Jagat Guru, guide, and cherished friend, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. May you always guide all our thoughts, words, and deeds. Respected trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, members of the Prashanti Council, and Sri Satya Sai World Foundation, dear elders and fellow young adults, Om Sri Sai Ram. It is my immense pleasure to welcome you to the graduation ceremony of this year's Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults 2019. Our ceremony today marks the culmination of an uplifting and empowering journey undertaken by these young passionate leaders seated at the front of this hall. The Satya Sai International Leadership Program, which achieves its fifth cohort this year, aims at providing purposeful orientation, guidance, and support to young adults. It is thus most befitting that our first speaker this afternoon is my dear brother Sai Prabhu Prem Kumar, Chair of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program Committee. Brother Sai Prabhu is an active member of the Satya Sai International Organization, and he's from Michigan, United States of America. Holder of a Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Science, he's an automation architect by profession. Graduate of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program, Class of 2016, Brother Sai Prabhu has served in various roles, the most recent being the Regional Young Adult Coordinator of Region 5, United States of America, and Devotion Coordinator of the Satya Sai Center of Ann Arbor. Our next speaker will be a fellow young adult from the first batch of graduates, Class of 2015 of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program. Sister Irina Krazan has been an active member of the organization since 2011. She has served at both center and national levels of Slovenia, including being the National Young Adult Coordinator. Holder of a master's degree from the Faculty of Economics from the University of Ljubljana, Sister Irina is a specialist in quality management in higher education, where she works on the institutional and study program accreditation process at the European Faculty of Law in a new university. Brothers and sisters, please welcome Brother Sai Prabhu, followed by Sister Irina. Jai Sai Ram.
Dearest Bhagavan, the Lord of the universe, the most compassionate mother, you are my guru, my guide, and my protector. More than anything, you are one with whom I can share everything. I offer my most humble pranams at your divine lotus feet. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram, it is a honor and a blessing to share a few words about Satya Sai International Leadership Program with all of you today. The Satya Sai International Leadership Program has inspired over 1,200 young adults from 43 different countries since its inception in 2015. This year marks the fifth anniversary of the leadership program, and the participants from the class of 2019 will be graduating today. The SSILP program comprises of 6 instructor-led sessions and 3 residential courses that took place from 11th to 14th of July at the prestigious Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning. To celebrate the 5 years anniversary of Satyasai International Leadership Program and to offer our utmost gratitude to Swami, the graduates from 2015 to 2018 hosted a service symposium at the Satsang Building from 12th to 14th July. During this event, the alumni shared their transformational journey from completing the service projects that they undertook after graduating from the program. They also discussed various ways of implementing these projects globally wherever there is a need. The symposium also showcased a mini exhibition of over hundreds of projects implemented by the alumni. Apart from the service project, the alumni also shared their transformational journey with everyone. The primary focus of Satyasai International Leadership Program is self-transformation by putting Swami's leadership teachings into practice. I am humbled to share my own self-transformation story today with all of you. We all know Swami is the doer and we are mere his instruments. But putting this into practice is not easy because it needs utmost surrender at the divine lotus feet. On 12th November 2017, I landed in Bangalore Airport coming from USA. I was involved in planning and preparing for the Satyasai International Leadership Residential Course in 2017. I was super excited and all ready to come to Prashanthi Nilayam to implement the plan and get ready for the 4-day residential course before all the participants arrived from various countries. My parents had also come from Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu, and we planned to stay in a hotel in Bangalore for a day so I can recover from jet lag. Unfortunately, my father suffered from a major heart attack that night. Within a few hours, the scene changed from happiness and excitement to sadness, fear, and stress. I was crying internally so much because my father and family was in so much pain. I had given up hope. I didn't know what to do. I was also thinking about the various roles I have to perform at the residential course in Prashanthi Nilayam. I was so desperate for Swami's guidance, and our loving mother came to my rescue. Swami showed me various signs that he is with me. I was able to go through this situation. After things calmed down in my personal life, I contacted the team to understand how the program went. I was told that the program went successfully without major challenges. Dear brothers and sisters, I thought I had so many roles to play. I thought I had brought so many things from USA to be used in the residential course. I also thought, how will the program run when the leader of the program is not here? Despite all of this, everything went as per plan. Our dear Swami taught me a very valuable lesson that he is the doer and I am mere his instrument. Not only that, he also took care of my father and my family. After this experience, my faith in Swami grew multifold, and I completely surrendered everything to his will. Everything is Swami's will and his grace. Dear brothers and sisters of the graduating class of 2019, when we surrender to Swami, he will take care of everything and he will give you utmost joy and happiness. In this uncertain and a very complex world, Our only true friend is beloved Swami. You may be anywhere in this world. You may be working as a team or you may be working as an individual. But always know that your connection with Swami is one-on-one. Your connection with Swami is heart-to-heart. Because He is the indweller in all of us. On behalf of Satya Sai International Leadership Program committee members, International YA leadership, and the senior leaders, I want to congratulate and wish you a wonderful leadership journey. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the senior leaders for their continued and loving support to the Satya Sai International Leadership Program and all other young adult programs. Dear Swami, my gratitude for your love and grace, and I offer everything at your divine lotus feet. None of this would have been possible without your divine love and grace. Please guide us and guard us throughout this journey of life. Dear brothers and sisters, let us surrender faithfully, serve selflessly, and love unconditionally. Thank you, dear Swami, and Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble pranams to your divine master, my guru, my teacher, my dearest Sai, Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dearest brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to all, I feel very honored and grateful to be here, celebrating this special day of your graduation. Each and every one of us has been handpicked by Bhagavan Baba himself to be part of his avataric mission. And what an amazing journey it has been since this program has started 5 years ago. I too graduated in 2015, and since then, my life changed. First, I was appointed as a leader of young adults in my country, and together we prepared many satsangs, various events which promoted value-based teachings, and also participated in many activities of the organization as a whole. But let me share to you my personal experience. First and foremost, it was a journey of self-transformation. Last year I faced quite different situation at my job. Due to some organizational changes, I felt more and more unhappy, which finally led to daily stress and sleepless nights. It reached a point that it started affecting even my health. I felt really helpless and hopeless, not knowing how to resolve the situation, and I started praying to Bhagavan for his help. A few months later, I went to put a party, and that visit was crucial. During my stay here, I intensified my prayers for his divine guidance. When I returned back home, I heard a voice within, "Leave the office." That seems to me almost impossible, but on the other hand, the thought of it made me feel relieved. I couldn't resign from job right away because we had an ongoing project. But on the day we submitted the project, I had a dream, which was a clear message. I have to leave at that very moment. So I resigned from job. In 2 months later, I come back to put a party, and I served as a volunteer at the SSILP. During darshans, I cried, I prayed. And in one of those darshans, when I was completely engaged in meditation, when I opened my eyes, I was astonished. Vibhuti manifested on my badge. Firstly, I was shocked, but soon later, deeply touched by this divine display. I understood how much Swami caring for me and is always present. I knew that I was never alone nor abandoned, that He is truly always with me, guiding me, protecting me, and taking care of my welfare as the most loving mother would. It made me thought that I can always rely on Swami and only on Swami. When I returned back home, my top priority was to find a new job, which happened within the next 2 weeks. And it was again a display of his immense love and grace. As hard as this experience was for me, it taught me how to recognize his voice within and how to trust it. I learned that anything can be overcome by dedication, discipline, hard work, and unshakable faith. My dearest brothers and sisters, we are immensely blessed to be part of this program. Let us make the most of it. Contemplate on Swami's teachings. Internalize it. Practice it. And be an inspiration to others. Let our life become noble and meaningful. And put our best effort in every work we do, with dedication and complete trust on Him. Once we give ourselves to Him, He will fully take care of us. My dearest Lord, I pray to you. May you bless us and give us the needed strength and courage on this journey to greatness. We will never give up until the goal is reached. Jai Sai Ram.
Dearest Mommy, we are so grateful to you for always guiding and guarding us as our mother, our father, our only true friend, and God. We pray that we always walk beside you, allowing our lives to become your message. I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord and Master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear distinguished guests, respected elders, and my dear brothers and sisters, Om Sri Sai Ram. Continuing with tonight's program, we will have a short video showing the amazing work of the Sai Young Adults of the Satya Sai International Organization. The International Young Adults Program encourages young men and women all around the world to lead purposeful lives by learning and practicing Satya Sai Baba's teachings. They are an integral part of the Satya Sai International Organization and lovingly participate in a multitude of activities comprising of devotional, educational, community service, and humanitarian relief projects across all the zones worldwide. This will then be followed by a beautiful musical offering by our current and past graduates of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for young adults from across 33 countries around the world. The title of this music program is Offering of Pure Love to the Sai Within. We will then conclude the official Satya Sai International Leadership Program graduation ceremony of 2019. To my dear brothers and sisters, the graduates of 2019, congratulations to each and every one of you, and I wish you all a wonderful journey as you travel on this path from I to we and finally to he. Jai Sai Ram.
Satya Sai Baba's love has brought together a magnitude of young adults from across the globe to serve in his divine mission in an exceptional way. Let us embrace this golden opportunity to serve and uphold his message through our actions, and rest assured he will guide you and lead you to the correct path.
The Satya Sai young adults are an integral part of the Satya Sai International Organization, and they lovingly participate in a multitude of service activities comprising of devotional, educational, community service, and humanitarian relief projects across all zones worldwide. Some of the projects include a service activity undertaken in a geriatric hospital in Barbados, involving distribution of care packages and singing hymns. In Taiwan, a blood donation drive was conducted by the YAs, wherein 98 bags of blood were collected. Young adults also regularly serve in Narayana Seva activities in various countries. YAs have taken a lead in the Serve the Planet program. The current theme focuses on protecting the planet and has resulted in activities such as cleanups, retreats, and tree planting conducted globally. In Indonesia, young adults conducted a relief mission serving over 300 victims of the Lombok earthquake. Young adults across USA also organized a provision of school supplies to students severely affected by the wildfire in Paradise, California. In Mexico, they conducted a medical camp, organized haircuts, and distributed food to residents as well as canines in a community affected by Hurricane Villa. Sai Young Adults have also organized varied conferences, festivals, and camps throughout the past year with the objectives of fostering unity and assimilating Sathya Sai Baba's teachings. In Argentina, a Latin American Young Adults Festival was held with the theme, The Awakening is Now, attended by 150 YAs from 10 countries. The festival included practical workshops, outdoor activities, self-reflection sessions, discussion panels, and inspirational talks. The second European Sai Young Adults Camp was held in Sai Prema, Greece, where YAs participated in enriching activities, a musical offering, and explored methods to trust our hearts. After months of preparation, the young adults of Australia boomeranged back to the source. During their pilgrimage to Prashantinilayam, they were blessed with beautiful opportunities, which was recreated in the Sai National Conference, attended by 220 YAs and 900 delegates from all over Australia. Around 300 YAs from zones 4A and 4B gathered in Prashantinilayam for their retreat titled Faith Lift, with the theme, May the Source Be My Force. The retreat featured eminent guest speakers, a sports event, cultural fest exhibitions, and drama performed in Sai Kovan Hall. Sai Young Adults are also instrumental in organizing various multi-faith programs to celebrate unity in diversity. YAs in Toronto participated in a multi-faith music program for the Parliament of World Religions, which was a 7-day conference attended by thousands of faith leaders and 10,000 delegates from over 80 countries. In the UK, YAs were part of a team which organized a multi-faith walk for values with 150 participants, followed by a human values concert featuring a debut performance by the Sai Young Adults group, Find Your Soul. Sai Young Adults consistently inspire the next generation by actively engaging in various Sai spiritual education programs. YAs organized a university and career fair in Toronto, and in Serbia, Young Adults conducted an EHV children's workshop, including tree planting, to commemorate Earth Day. One of the resolutions of the Sathya Sai World Youth Festival in July 2016 was the formation of the International Young Adult Subcommittees to encourage and inspire Sai Young Adults across the world to progress in their spiritual journey. 9 international subcommittees have been established. They comprise of talented and motivated Sai Young Adults from across the world with the yearning and skills to serve. Apart from the Serve the Planet initiatives mentioned previously, the STP committee has been instrumental in creating various literature promoting the responsibility of each global citizen in protecting the planet. The Sadhana of Love subcommittee encourages the practice of sadhana among YAs, sharing of experiences and divine love in reflections of Sai, and also launching an online study circle program titled Living in Love, which culminated in a residential program in Prashantinilayam. The LASA team has successfully launched a global theme song hunt to encourage originality and creativity among young adults. The winning song has been selected based on a global poll undertaken by Sai devotees. Realizing that the SSE students are the future Cy Young Adults, the Group 4 SSE to Young Adult Subcommittee is currently working on creative avenues to facilitate a seamless transition of Group 4 SSE students into the YA program. The newly re-engineered Insights team aims to share practical spirituality with young adults and their families across the globe with a series of engaging online panel sessions, self-study guides, and interviews with senior devotees. The Information Management and Analytics Subcommittee plays a prime role in the design, testing, and analysis of survey results and data to create a more personalized experience for young adults globally. The recently formed Young Adults International Engagement Subcommittee aims to support Cy Young Adults in effectively communicating the objectives and work of the SSIO, representing SSIO at public forums, and building partnerships with other YA-oriented organizations. The Young Adults Media Team is the hub for promoting subcommittee initiatives on three social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. These platforms are used for updates and notifications of various subcommittee initiatives through graphics or videos. The YA Media Team also creates a monthly initiative called Silence, highlighting inspirational YA activities across the globe. Finally, the Satya Sai International Leadership Program is a subcommittee with a primary goal of developing the next generation of leaders who will be exemplars of Sri Satya Sai Baba's message. This program has achieved a monumental milestone, completing 5 years, and has impacted the lives of approximately 1,250 leaders to date. Recent SSILP events include a 4-day residential course at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, attended by 250 candidates, and a 3-day service symposium where 200 past graduates shared best practices, learnings, and reflections of the various impactful projects they undertook worldwide. Together, these global subcommittees provide a unified platform for Cy Young Adults across the world to practice Satya Sai Baba's message and thereby bring about transformation both within and in the community at large. Dearest Bhagavan, we, your Cy Young Adults from around the world, pray that you keep us in your divine fold. May we always serve you. May we always please you. May we always love you. Jai Sai Ram.
Swami, on behalf of all the young adults worldwide, we, the graduates of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults, Batch of 2019, would like to express our gratitude to you in this musical offering of pure love to the Sai within. We are indeed fortunate as we have the Kali Yuga Avatara, the Satya Sai Avatara, the supreme embodiment of love present within each of us. You have revealed the unity inherent among all of us. We pray to our dear Sai Ganesha to eliminate all the obstacles in our path to seek within ourselves the values of truth, right conduct, love, peace, and non-violence, which you have so lovingly gifted us. Ooh.
Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Vakratundam Ekadantam Krishna Tingaksham. Namo Namo.
the primordial truth which resonates through each and every particle in this universe. And this love can be witnessed in your creation. Please bless us to overcome our inner enemies and allow us to start the day with love, fill the day with love, and end the day with love. May our entire life exemplify this internal conversation of love through our thoughts, words, and deeds. Jivana, Premada, Sambhashana.
From chanting your name at every moment is unlike any other. Just as gopikas immerse themselves in the sweet melody of your flute, may we immerse ourselves in contemplation of your divinity and thus sanctify our lives. You have taught us that life is a challenge, meet it. Dearest Swami, please bless us to chant your divine name so we can meet the challenges of life with fortitude and be one with you. O Lord, Harpal Kal Teruna.
Oh,
have opened our eyes to the truth that all are sparks of this same divinity. We surrender to you, O Lord. Please bless us to become beacons of light that dispels the surrounding darkness as we truly embrace being embodiments of the divine. We pray that the five human values guide us and let your love shine through us so that our lives reflect your teaching, which is to love all, serve all.
Becomes possible. Your divinity illuminates our path, freeing us from the trials and tribulations of worldly life. How can words capture the essence of our love and reverence for you, O Lord? You have taught us that there is only one language, the language of the heart. Swami, we open our hearts to you. Please reside in our hearts and bless us to continue living in your love.
Shanti Premal Toni Nitya Jeevana Yatra Sarinchu Jeeva Yatna Prayatna Mumanava Dharma Mujaya Pajaya Mulu Daivari Namo Satya Dharma
Jana kuja tu raja yoga muna andara. divino sei katsu tabino nakade sai no oshie o vale ramamori
by the veil of Maya, and you have shown us the way with your divine light. We offer our gratitude to you for lighting the lamp of love in our hearts. Your love is our source, your light is our strength, and your grace is our energy. Dearest Swami, we pray that wherever we go, may your light guide us to seek the divinity within. May we always remember that we are marching in the light of God. Siya Hamma.
Siya Hamma, bukan hingguan pun. Siya Hamma, Siya Hamba, Hamba Siya Hamba, Hamba Siya Hamba,
Siya Hamba. Mahavir Nanak Raya. Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Ram 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 Ji Bolo. Nitya japiye Ram Naam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya japiye Ram Naam Ji Bolo.
Krishna 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 Ji Bolo.
Krishna 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 Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya japiye Krishna Naam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya japiye Krishna Naam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya japiye Krishna Naam Ji Bolo.
Vaheguru,
Vaheguru, Vaheguru Ji Bolo.
Vaheguru,
Vaheguru, Vaheguru Ji Bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam.
Ram Ram Ji Bolo.
Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna
Ji Bolo. Krishna 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 Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Krishna Ram Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye
Krishna Ram Ji Bolo.
Hari Govind Jai Jai
Kalatitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo. Kalatitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo. Kalatitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo. Jagatitaya Vishwarupaya Jagatitaya Vishwarupaya
Shivaya Namo.
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namo.
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana Bhajare.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana Bhajare.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana Bhajare.
Hari Narayana.
Sundara Madana Gopala,
Sundara Madana Gopala,
Chidananda Sai Gopala,
Chidananda Sai Gopala,
Sham Sundara Madana Gopala. Sai Gopala, Gopalana, Gopi Gopalana, Gopi Gopalana,
Gopalana, Gopi Gopalana,
Gopi Gopalana, Gopi Gopalana,
Gopi Gopalana, Gopi Gopalana, Gopi Gopalana,
Narayana, Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana, Bhajare. Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana,
Gopala, Gopi Gopalana, Gopi Gopalana,
Gopi
Narayana,
Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana
ದಶರಥನಂದನ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕರ
ದಶರಥನಂದನ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕರ
ದಶರಥನಂದನ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕರ
ದಶರಥನಂದನ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕರ
ದೇವಕಿ ನಂದನ ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ ಶಾಮ
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 ಪ್ರೇಮಾವೃತ ಭಗವಾನ್
ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕ
ಜಯ 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 ಶಿವ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕ
ಜಯ 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 ಶಿವ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕ
ದಶರಥ ನಂದನ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕನ
ದಶರಥ ನಂದನ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕನ
ದೇವಕಿ ನಂದನ ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ
ದೇವಕಿ ನಂದನ ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ
ಈಶ್ವರಾಮ ಸುತ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಮೃತ ಭಗವಾನ್
ಈಶ್ವರಾಮ ಸುತ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಮೃತ ಭಗವಾನ್
ಜಯ 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 ಶಿವ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕ
ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕ
ಜಯ 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 ಶಿವ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕ
ಜಯ 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 ಶಿವ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕ
ದಶರಥ ನಂದನ
ರಾಮ ದಶರಥ ನಂದನ
ರಾಮ ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ
ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ
ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ಮಹಾದೇವ ಬೋಲೋ ಜಯ ಪಾಂಡುರಂಗ 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 ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ರಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ರಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೋಲೋ ಜಯ ಬುದ್ಧ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೋಲೋ ಜಯ ಬುದ್ಧ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೋಲೋ ಜಯ ಬುದ್ಧ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸ್ವರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಮಹಾವೀರೇಶ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸ್ವರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಮಹಾವೀರೇಶ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸ್ವರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಮಹಾವೀರೇಶ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸ್ವರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಮಹಾವೀರೇಶ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಅಲ್ಲ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ ಮೋರ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಅಲ್ಲ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ ಮೋರ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಅಲ್ಲ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಾಯಿ ಶಾಂತಿದಾಯಿ ಸತ್ಯ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ಮಹಾದೇವ ಬೋಲೋ ಜಯ ಪಾಂಡುರಂಗ ಬೋಲೋ
ಮಹಾದೇವ ಬೋಲೋ ಜಯ ಪಾಂಡುರಂಗ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲೋ
ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೋಲೋ ಜಯ ಬುದ್ಧ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೋಲೋ ಜಯ ಬುದ್ಧ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಗೋರಾಶ ಮಹಾವೀರೇಶ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಗೋರಾಶ ಮಹಾವೀರೇಶ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಅಲ್ಲ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ ಮೋರ
ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಮೋರ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ ಮೋರ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ ಮೋರ ಸಾಯಿ ಬೋಲೋ
సాయి శాంతి దాయి సత్య సాయి
బోలో
ప్రేమ సాయి శాంతి దాయి సత్య సాయి
బోలో
గోవింద బోలో గోపాల బోలో
గోవింద బోలో గోపాల బోలో
బోలో గోపాల బోలో
గోవింద బోలో గోపాల బోలో
గోపాల
हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे कृष्ण वदना सीतरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आशित कल्पलतीका आशित कल्पलतीका आपकागवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियंतयुनीवे स्वामी मरियंतयुनीवे नाथ ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नाथ ब्रह्म సత్య సాయి మహాదేవా మంగళారతి అందుకు మంగళారతి అందుకు మంగళగిరి ధారి ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ
జయ బోలో
सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।
ओम श्री साई राम। Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings on the auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima. Tomorrow, during the early morning prayer session of Omkaram and Suprabhatam from 5:10 to 5:40 in Sai Kulwant Hall, Bhagwan's Sannidhi curtains will be kept open. All devotees can receive Bhagwan's darshan from where they are seated. The regular morning session of Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting by the Mandir Vedam group. At 8:10, the students of Bhagwan's educational institutions will be offering Guru Vandanam, a garland of instrumental music, stotrams and devotional songs. After the musical offerings, we have three distinguished speakers addressing all of us. Dr. V. Mohan, Trustee, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Dr. Narendranath Reddy, Chairman, Prashanti Council, Satya Sai International Organizations. And Sri Nimish Pandya, All India President, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations. After the talk session, with Swami's blessings, we'll be awarding certificates to the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Jyoti volunteers. We'll then be blessed with Bhagwan's divine discourse. The morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting. At 5:15, Vidwan Sri K. Satyanarayanan and his team of fellow musicians from the state of Tamil Nadu will be offering an instrumental music program at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swamivari Divyanugraha Asisalato. Repati Roju, Pavitramaina Guru Purnima Panduga Sandarbhanga, Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapanlo, ఉదయము ఓంకారము మరియు సుప్రభాతం జరుగు సమయాన అనగా 5:10 నుండి 5:40 వరకు భక్తులు ఆసీనులై ఉన్న చోట నుండియే స్వామివారి సన్నిధానాన్ని దర్శించుకోవచ్చు. సాయి కులవన్ సభామండపంలో రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం 8:00 మందిర వేద బృందంచే వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 8:10 స్వామివారి విద్యాసంస్థలకు చెందిన విద్యార్థులు గురువందనం పేరిట భక్తి గీతాలతో స్తోత్రములతో మరియు వాయిద్యములతో కూడిన ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని సమర్పిస్తారు. ఈ కార్యక్రమానంతరం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సెంట్రల్ ట్రస్ట్ ట్రస్టీ డాక్టర్ వి మోహన్ గారు, తదుపరి సత్యసాయి అంతర్జాతీయ సంస్థ ప్రశాంతి కౌన్సిల్ చైర్మన్ డాక్టర్ నరేంద్రనాథ్ రెడ్డి గారు మరియు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థల దేశీయ అధ్యకులు శ్రీ నిమిష్ పాండ్యా గారు ప్రసంగిస్తారు. వీరి ప్రసంగానంతరం స్వామివారి ఆశీస్సులతో శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యాజ్యోతి వాలంటీర్లకు సర్టిఫికెట్లు అందజేయబడతాయి. తదుపరి స్వామివారి దివ్య సందేశం. రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. సాయి కులవన్ సభామండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 5:15 తమిళనాడు రాష్ట్రానికి చెందిన విద్వాన్ శ్రీ కె సత్యనారాయణన్ మరియు బృందం ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.